Chapter 2. The Reckless Rifle Platoon. With the velocity of the round going out the barrel and the back blast of the round, nobody could stand behind it. It would cook a person. Private John Newsom, 5th Marine Division, Recoilless Rifle Platoon. It's often said all's fair in love and war. Nevertheless, there were rules that ostensibly governed the Korean War. When the village of Panmunjom was chosen as the site for the United Nations truce talks, the peace negotiators drew a circle around a map of the truce village. This was a no-fire zone. The no-fire zone was extended to cover a road, known as Freedom Road, for the UN personnel to get to and from the peace talks. As Lieutenant Colonel Andrew Gear explained, a larger circle with a 2-mile radius was established, and aircraft were not allowed to fly over this territory. Other lines were drawn, among them the Corps' no-fire line, a no-voice broadcast line, a no-aircraft west of this line, and a no-leaflet dropping line. These lines of prohibition were drawn by the United Nations command as insurance no overt act would be committed to give the enemy cause for anger. Operation Dig. Command outpost number 2, COP 2, manned by nearly 300 Marines, was situated 0.6 miles east of the Panmunjom Circle. The communists wanted it because if they could take it, they could threaten the entire main line of resistance, MLR, of the United Nations forces. The Marines attached nicknames to the various hills and outposts they held. Often the nicknames were not so sly references to glamorous movie stars. Other times, the monikers reflected how areas appeared on the map. For instance, this particular area was home to Hetty, Ingrid, and Ginger. Kate was nearby, but she was hardly a Hepburn Hill, having been named for a Marine's girlfriend. Then there was Marilyn. Because of her height, Marilyn could support, if needed, both Outpost Kate to the east and Command Outpost 2 to the west. Then there was